This is 88.5 and EPM. July 31st isn't a hard stop on the legislative session anymore. So when is Beacon Hill actually planning to finish work? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, your quick look at the week ahead in Massachusetts government and politics. Sam Drysdale of the State House News Service joins us. Thanks for being here, Sam.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
It's nearly July 31st. Traditionally, the frantic finish line for the Massachusetts legislature. But new rules this year mean the formal lawmaking session deadline's been pushed out longer than what it used to be. Sam, what can lawmakers actually keep pushing through after Friday? And what's officially dead on the vine?
You know, without getting too into the weeds of these new rules, anything that has passed both branches, the House and the Senate, and is officially in negotiations by July 31st can stay in play throughout the summer and into election season and through the official end of the session into December. And that's a change from the way that things previously worked.
So what are the bills that remain active right now?
Yeah, that includes a high priority energy cost containment bill, which Governor Maura Healey, who's running for re-election this fall, would really like to see on her desk and signed before her re-election. She's running on an affordability platform. There's some other large bills in play as well. There's an environmental protection bill, economic development, protecting healthcare workers from violence, shoring up data privacy, and regulating social media. Some ideas that only passed one branch, which, you know, there's still a few more days before Friday. They could still cross that finish line, but it seems like they're not going to get over the line. Those include primary care reform, a bill to support local farms and expand agritourism, and legislation to regulate AI and campaign ads.
Before the World Cup, passing new immigrant protections was a major priority on Beacon Hill, or it seemed that way. But the PROTECT Act has been stalled in negotiations. Now that lawmakers have less sporting distraction, is there any real drive left to get it passed?
Yeah, I would say that it definitely is still in play. Both branches have done their own versions of that bill, but there's some big differences there. So they have to work out a compromise. Advocates have been pushing really hard for that. There was a push to get it over the finish line before the World Cup to help protect people coming here from around the world. But the real driver behind the bill has been and continues to be the ICE sweeps that we're seeing somewhat intermittently from the Trump administration. So I think that there's still a political will there for sure.
Yeah. Circling back, a generally empty August calendar for lawmakers, elections loom, school starts up soon. How active do you expect Beacon Hill to be over the next couple of months? And what are the next actual legislative deadlines that we should be watching for?
Yeah, we're going into the summer with most of the legislation that lawmakers have been discussing all session still incomplete. So I'd anticipate still an August lull that is traditional, but then for things to pick back up in September, they'll return to the negotiating table. They'll return to the campaign trail. Of course, there's September 1st primaries, but most lawmakers don't face primary challenges. So, you know, they'll really pick things back up in September, get back to those laws that they've left on the table.
You mentioned AI. Let's move on to tech. OpenAI and Anthropic are locking horns over what they want to see in a Massachusetts artificial intelligence bill. They're split on whether the Commonwealth should just copy the rules in places like California and Illinois or write the toughest safety standards in the country. So where exactly are these two tech giants diverging?
Sure. Anthropic, which owns Claude, is pushing to ratchet up safety standards on the state level with AI legislation that pushes aggressive mandates, while OpenAI, which owns ChatGPT, is pursuing what they call reverse federalism to align all states with more limited regulations and allow for more uniform federal rules. So they're kind of, like you said, locking heads about this. Anthropic says that it's looking out for its consumers, but OpenAI is saying that it's really just trying to push out the competition with a patchwork of rules and heavily regulated system. Anthropic was in town last week advocating for stronger protection policies in the economic development bill that the Senate debated last week.
Privacy advocates and civil rights groups like the ACLU of Massachusetts say AI can be used to discriminate against job applicants and snoop on workers, and they are resolute guardrail advocates. And then there's local business leaders like Rick Sullivan, CEO of the Western Massachusetts Economic Development Council, and Diana Zeinel at the Springfield Chamber, who warn that overly strict rules could chill tech growth here in the Pioneer Valley. Is Beacon Hill listening to the regional pushback, or are they only paying attention to Boston tech lobbyists?
It's a good question. I don't think it's just Boston driving this debate. AI companies have been very active on Beacon Hill, but legislators are also hearing from chambers of commerce and regional economic development groups around the state. At the same time, public opinion appears to favor stronger safeguards. A new Mass Inc. poll last week found about 3/4 of Massachusetts voters support the AI safety proposals. So I think that they're hearing pressure from all sides related to balancing safety and innovation.
Sam Drysdale is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Sam, thanks.
Thanks so much.
This is our weekly check-in from the Statehouse. Subscribe to Beacon Hill and 5 wherever you get your podcasts. This is 88.5 NEPM.